it to the point where he lost proper perspective. Started cutting off the people he came up with. Ego blown like a soul had been abducted. Though his heart was once real, now material has filled up his world and he couldn't get enough of it. Used to wanna be the best of the rap dons. Now his only one concern is going platinum. And his skill has since decreased and the inner hunger ceased. Now content just as long as fame and cash come. He's a big willy now, rapping about cars. $1,000 shopping sprees, hanging out with stars. I mean, just a year ago, he was broke, bumming money, drinking out the 40 bottle, living on.
I got Warner on the phone who's watching at it right now.
Warner, you can see the fire, you can see the smoke. I mean, it's a month old. You know, the World Trade Center, the Twin Towers, is the one on the right. And it is, it's horrible.
We're looking at, obviously, a very disturbing live shot there. That Trade Center and Big Center confirmed reports this morning. CNN Center right now is just beginning to work on this story.
Something weird is going on. The World Trade Center is fire.
It's 852 here in New York. We understand that there has been a plane crash.
As soon as you say things that are different than what the establishment is telling you to say, what the newspapers, what the media, what everybody, including leading intellectuals, are telling you to say, you know, as soon as you do that, the question of your patriotism arises.
As Matt just mentioned, we have a great story to tell you that apparently a plane has just crashed into the World Trade
story, a serious news story.
What?
A plane crashed. Hold it to the World Trade Center. The World Trade Center.
We'll be right back.
150 to 200 feet
wide. Oh my God! God, next building is just another one. Oh my God! The second tower is from about the 20 stories below in a gargantuan explosion.
We just saw another one. We just saw another one apparently go. Another plane just flew into the second tower. This raises, this has to be deliberate, folks.
There is another huge area. On the other tower, not the tower that the aircraft, that also appears to range over maybe 15 to 20 stories at the least, some sort of secondary explosion in the other tower.
That's really
the second building, so...
Oh, my God.
No.
It's the one on the
second building's on fire. WCBS News Time.
All right, now we have more information to give you.
Breaking. WCBS 880, right here, right now.
The FBI is now investigating reports of a hijacking before these crashes we're telling you about.
Don't stray away. We have a whole slew of to spend you away. As a matter of fact, we want to remind you that if you like to spin your own records, pick that favorite record of yours up, take it home, place it on the turntable, and you have 3 minutes of great, relaxing music. The music you want to hear. But don't forget them.
You enjoy this shit right here.
Yeah.
Is under law, forces are taking all necessary another attempt. Others, those
don't, you ever mention about you want them to champion song. Leave it to the people that got you know that when the people that come up with them are all from.
the Meridian Room in the Rock Plaza Hotel in New York City. We bring you the music of Raymond Ricello and his orchestra.
It looks like that.
Raymond Ricello leads off with Mark Coppetita.
Cutting to the World Trade Center.
We got Warner on the phone who's watching, looking at it right now.
Warner?
You can see the fire, you can fire, you smoke. I mean, it's a monster hole. You know, the world.
On channel 1, please. I have Delta 35, Cruiser 34, and Delta 35.
One that says from relating to 9/11, it says federal officials were repeatedly warned in the months before the September 11, 2001 terror attacks that Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda were planning aircraft hijacking and suicide attacks, according to a new report that the Bush administration has been suppressing.
Cats in the back in the lab.
You gonna be out of luck, luck, luck.
And this, from the front page of today's Washington Post, a newly leaked video recording the high-level government deliberation the day before Hurricane Katrina hit, shows disaster officials emphatically warning President Bush that the storm posed a catastrophic threat to New Orleans and the Gulf Coast, and a grim-faced Bush personally assuring state leaders that his administration was fully prepared, quote-unquote, to help. Do we see a pattern here? 9/11, Katrina. They knew something was going to happen, and they didn't act.
Yeah.
They knew that if they went into Iraq, that we were looking at a disaster, that there was no way we were going to be able to run that country. They know that global climate change poses a threat to the entire planet. Nothing's being done. A pattern of recklessness, indifference, callousness. The implications are deadly for the people of the United States.
I want to take a few minutes to discuss a great threat to peace. The dictator who is assembling the world's most dangerous weapons is here in our own country. He's the homicidal dictator who is addicted to weapons of mass destruction. He's proven he is capable of any crime. The tyrant is me. I have directed members of the administration to support the use of violence against all of you. I will kill thousands or hundreds of thousands of innocent people in our country and across the world. I resolved to bring sudden terror and suffering, horrible poisons and diseases and gases, the men and women, boys and girls, thousands of civilians will be killed in a single day, murdered at random and without remorse. My ultimate ambitions are to control the peoples of the United States and to blackmail the rest of the world with weapons of mass terror. Weapons of mass destruction. Weapons of mass destruction. Weapons of mass destruction.
Federal officials were repeatedly warned in the months before the September 11, 2001 terror attacks that Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda were planning aircraft hijacking and suicide attacks, according to a new report that the Bush administration has been suppressing.
says federal officials were repeatedly warned in the months before the September 11, 2001 terror attack that Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda were planning aircraft hijacking suicide attacks, according to a new report that the Bush administration has been suppressing. And this, from the front page of today's Washington Post, a newly leaked video recording the high-level government deliberation the day before Hurricane Katrina hit shows disaster officials emphatically warning President Bush that the storm posed a catastrophic threat to New Orleans and the Gulf Coast, and a grim-faced Bush personally assuring state leaders that his administration was fully prepared, quote-unquote, to help.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a difficult moment for America. Unfortunately, we'll be going back to Washington after my remarks. Secretary Rod Paige and Lieutenant Governor will take the podium and discuss education. Two airplanes.
But now look, take it from me. You niggas. You
just bombed this weekend. That's why you told it. State officials have told drivers to stay home if they didn't have enough gas to get where they were going and back. Hundreds of people needed that advice. So far, Atlantic City, New Jersey, with the attraction of casino gambling, hasn't suffered. Steve Martin of Resorts International says
he'll keep it. To the governor of New York. The director of the FBI, and have ordered that the full resources of the federal government go to help the victims and we'll be right back.
Trade Center, there has been either explosion or some kind of accident at the South Tower of the World Trade Center. Downtown.
10-10 wins. So the World Trade Center.
Oh, my God.
Crashed into the world. To the World Trade Center.
My God.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is terrific. This end of this thing is beginning to flake off. The top is beginning to rotate like a screw, and this thing must be hollow.
Oh, another one. Something else just off.
Yes. Oh my.
Something else has
you know what we just saw? He suddenly realized that for the last half century has gone out of his way to say that he wanted peace and wanted to avoid war.
I pledge to my campaign for 50 to 200 feet wide.
Another one.
Oh my God.
Another one.
Oh my God.
I want peace.
Out of the shadow like a great snake. Now it's another one. It looks like tentacles to me. Oh, yeah, I can see the thing's body. Now it's large. Large as a bear. Crystal's like wet leather, but that face. Ladies and gentlemen, it's indescribable. I can hardly force myself to keep looking at it. It's so awful. Its eyes are black and they gleam like a serpent. The mouth is a kind of V-shape with saliva dripping from its rimless lips that seem to... Oh, those quivers pulsate, and the monster or whatever it is can hardly move. It seems weighed down by near possibly gravity or something. The thing rising up now in a possible fashion.
Give me a rationale for peace.
Americans, we like to think that we're not subjected to propaganda from our own government. Certainly that we're not subjected to propaganda that's trying to drag the country into war. That's the case of setting the stage for the invasion of Iraq.
There once was a song called Arrest the President. Contemporary music, a hit with the kids, it was a top 10. I wasn't pop then, so I missed the bus a bit. But politics, it was on everybody's hot this summer list. And the cool kids were all rocking votes. I shit you not, I was pistol whipping cops for hip-hop.
Ooh, yeah, on my soapbox, yelling into megaphones. Killing hard rocks, using carcasses as stepping stones. Had a promise that I'd stop holding my marches. The day that Chris Columbus got crucified in golden arches. My pedestal was too tall to climb off. In fact, that's the reason for the high horse. And from up here, I see Marines and Hummers on a conquest. Underdogs with Wonder Bras in a push-up contest. All for the sake of military recruitment. It fell at Kent State the way they targeted the students. I galloped off, whistling Ohio. The rest of them stuck doing stand-up at a cricket convention. Who would they die for?
Would they die for? Would they die for?
Is it the same machine that leads to equality of type for? An abominable colony of cyborgs. Clocking up the property that I bought with eyesores.
That clever ad campaign ain't worth worth the time taken for minimum wage labor. I don't care how half-naked or fake she looks. She smells like dirty cash and aged paper books. So would she die for?
Slow down, Gandhi, you're killing them. Slow down, Gandhi, you're killing them.
Now it's whistleblower versus the pistol holder. Case dismissed. They'll lock you up and throw away the key witness. Justice is the whim of a judge. Check his chest density. It leaves much room for error and the rest left to destiny. The West Memphis 3 lost paradise. It's death penalty versus suicidal tendencies. All I wanted was a fucking Pepsi institution. Making you think you're crazy is a $1 billion
MSNBC
industry.
MSNBC is just flat on my screen. It looks like there's a plane that crashed into the World Trade Center.
We got Warner on the phone who's watching at it right now.
Warner?
You can see the fire, you can see the smoke. I mean, it's a monster hole. You know, the World Trade Center, the Twin Towers, the one on the right back.
Yeah, the plane brings an American, at least quite a bit of magic men. Strike them head on.
The White House insisted again today
evidence
that Saddam Hussein is hiding an arsenal of prohibited weapons.
Of the World Trade Center. CNN Center right now is just beginning to work on this story.
Z100 852. Something weird is going on.
Yeah.
The World Trade Center is on fire.
It's 8:52 here in New York. I'm Brian Thumble. We understand that there has been
the earliest opportunity. In the meantime, we have a late bulletin from San Diego, California. Professor Endelkofer, speaking at a dinner of the California Astronomical Society, expressed the opinion that the explosions on Mars are undoubtedly nothing more than severe volcanic disturbances on the surface of the planet.
Understand that a plane has crashed in Trade Center. We don't know anything more than that.
I want to tell you more.
Report in that there's been some sort of explosion at the World Trade Center in New York City.
I think it's 95% right now.
You, at this point, right now, tonight, don't see any other option but war.
As Matt just mentioned, we have a breaking news story to tell you about. Apparently, a plane has just crashed into the World Trade Center.
This is breaking way too far out of time.
That's right, guys. Let's get over with.
40 people, including 6 state troopers, lie dead in a field east of the village of Grover's Mill. Their bodies burned and distorted beyond all possible recognition. The next voice you hear will be that of Brigadier General Montgomery Smith, the commander of the 2nd Division.
Of Mercer and Middlesex as far west as Princeton and east to Jamesburg under martial law. No one will be permitted to enter this area except by special pass issued by state or military authorities. Four companies of state militia are proceeding from Trenton to Grover's Mill and will aid in the evacuation of homes within the range of military operations. Thank you.
You have just been listening to General Montgomery Smith, commanding the state militia at Trenton. In the meantime, further details of the catastrophe at Grover's Mill are coming in. The strange creatures, after unleashing their deadly assault,
crawled back in their pit and made no attempt to prevent the efforts of the firemen to recover the bodies and extinguish the fire. The combined fire department was
covering our naked souls. All start singing, shouting, screaming.
The mastermind.
To Iraq, that we were looking at a disaster, that there was no way we were going to be able to run that country. They know that global climate change poses a threat to the entire planet. Nothing's being done. A pattern of recklessness, indifference, callousness. The implications are deadly for the people of the United States.
Deploying on the left flank. A quick thrust and it'll all be over. Oh, wait a minute.
I see
something on top of the cylinder.
ABC
now the troops on the edge of the Wilmot Farm. 7,000 armed men closing in on an old metal tube.
He's approaching his saucer to see if there's possibly any sign of life aboard.
Well, I'm sure something...
South Tower of the World Trade Center in downtown Manhattan.
Breaking news now on 1010 Winds.
This just into our newsroom, a plane has crashed into the World Trade Center.
Oh, my God.
Four to three, six to two, and eight to one.
The impact of seeing the first spaceman has this reporter.
So you have no idea right now?
Oh, there's another one, another plane.
That was the Clatters again with their big one.
This is John Cameron again downtown. The spaceman has returned to his ship and is taking off. We return you now to our studios.
The flying saucer has gone. There is no threat of an invasion.
Another plane just flew.
into the second tower.
People in our country and across the world. I resolved to bring sudden terror and suffering with horrible poisons and diseases, gases.
To bring you a special bulletin. The reports of a flying saucer hovering over the city have been
to control the peoples of the United States and to blackmail the rest of the world with weapons of mass terror.
Thank you.
Please.
Elected is inoperative. Click.
this celebrity news fool you right now? All this stuff going on in the news. Trick, get your mind off the war. That's all it is. Trick, get your mind off the war. Okay? I think Bush sent that girl to Kobe's room. Bush sent that girl to Kobe's room. Bush sent that little boy to Michael Jackson's house. Bush killed Lacey Peterson. Bush was fucking Paris Hilton in that video. All to get your mind off the war. Shit. Man, you couldn't take over Baltimore in 2 weeks. Now, the war was cool, and the war started with great, man. Brought out a lot of pictures, beautiful, beautiful. Slowly but surely, the patriotism turned into hatred. People start freaking out. The war was weird, man, because you watch TV, man. You see these weird white guys. Nobody here. You guys, okay. But, see these weird white guys, overly patriotic, and they have their fucking flag hats on and their flag bras, their flag pickups. And I'm American, man. I'm American. Fuck all these fucking foreigners. I'm American. I'm American. You're like, hey, calm the fuck down. I'm a man. There was a lot of accepted racism when the war started. There's acceptance. I'm American, man. I'm American, man. Fuck all these foreigners. That was cool. It was, I'm American. I'm American, man. Fuck the French. That was cool. I'm American. I'm American. Fuck all these Arabs. And that was cool. Then they went to, I'm American. I'm American. Fuck all these illegal aliens. Then I started listening. Because I know niggas and Jews is next.
WCOMLP, Chapel Hill, Carrboro, WCOM. I'm furious. I'll be back next Thursday. I do this every Thursday about 10 o'clock, and then around 11, we've got the Sweetness with Cloud 9 Sessions rolling in. Stick around for that. In the background there, some Flying Lotus. I've also had some clips about 9/11 because, you know, it's just a whole bunch of bush. And other fun clips I've had. So just stick around. Michael Powered Radio will get you through. It's all volunteer driven. It's all revolutionary. It's all straight from the heart. I'm furious. I'll be back next Thursday.
Liberal about crime, I'm conservative. Prostitution, I'm liberal.
antics to feed me my pill. This is not your pill, bling bling vandal. In this suffocating stage will soon converge in table when she eats what she comes to eat. Jewels in the moth of my speech, quieting my loud fashion during Passion Week to find super sisters mingling chopsticks into 2x4 homes, inventing a foundation of vegetarian tongues. Survival beyond man's bones. Survival beyond man's bones. Piercing cheeks with microphones, showing devotion towards her profession. Gasping for any Hindu in the ghetto to bless her. Gasping cause it's men's night in her Elizabeth, where purple passages land as aprons on my earth. As the wolf whistles and invitations lead me to the brown. Not all the way brown. Belladonnas and pagan ringlets and Baptist singers who wear concert t-shirts that read Kiss. Who bring me the exotic river. Who bring me wings of the female Vikings never discovered. Who bring me a driver who takes my range outside the Star of David to avoid potential bombing. Cause my karma's luxury suite can catch on fire. And when it does, super sisters hum and their cocoa breaths meditate into monk's cloth protection. As my day's work escapes with no burns. Here sisters don't dream of becoming actresses in republics where lovers can't touch or share colors. Here sisters don't need to convince ultra hippies to buy hallucinations from someone their color. It's men's night in her Elizabeth, and in this Great Dane observatory, sisterhood is the marquee. Air commodores above celestial hierarchy. So before the romantics arrive to feed me my pill, please allow my call boy to bring on my leading man and escape into the crawl space of her Elizabeth. 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 Elizabeth.
Ungrateful, ungracious eyes ogle at eighth wonderfuls, wonder-filled small minds that make no time for sincerity. For sincerity.